Roger, Moore here.
So he was stalking for those deadly antelope on the other side, but look at the runner. You see now he's stalking at them, so we don't want to put the spotlight on him. You see he's stalking at those deadly common gray tiger. Beautiful animal.
Yeah. Jock Safari Lodge is one of 8 private concessions in the world-famous Kruger National Park. The concession is blessed with access to 8,000 hectares, over which its own Land Rovers and game viewing vehicles are allowed to traverse at will, early in the morning and late at night. This sets the concession apart from other rest camps in the Kruger, where visitors have to be in the gates by 6 p.m. and may not leave before 6 a.m. By being in the rest camps, you're not able to go game viewing at some of the best times to see animals, in the early morning, around dawn, and in the late evening, when they go and drink at the waterholes. So to have that privilege, you need to visit one of the private camps, such as Jock. Of course, it doesn't come cheap. A place like Jock is a private concession with a private lodge and the rates and bills to match. But you do get a unique boutique hotel kind of experience in the bush with your own ranger, and you're pretty much guaranteed to see more animals than if you were driving yourself around.
I'm Louis Strauss, the general manager of Jock Safari Lodge.
How does Jock fit into the great Kruger National Park?
A couple of years back, the park came up with the concept of having private concessions to cater for the five-star market, which the normal rest camps would not do. And Jock was the very first private concession that was put out for tender. We've been here now for 17 years that we've been operating in the southern part of the Kruger. It used to be an old bushveld camp that some of the older folks will remember. It used to be called Jock of the Bushveld, and it was turned from a fairly rustic bushveld lodge into a luxury five-star lodge. Currently there's 7 concessions, with the possibility of a few more concessions being put out in the northern part of the park where there's less tourism. Jock basically pretty much fit into the middle of the market of luxury lodges within the Kruger National Park.
Why is it important? Why is Jock important?
You know, Jock started basically to generate much needed revenue, not just for the Kruger National Park, but for all the other national parks within South Africa. That was the concept. So a percentage of our revenue that we generate here goes straight to the national parks, which they in return would then utilize for conservation. To me, Jock is that wild area that has become very rare in South Africa. There's only one area that's still untouched wilderness, and that is the Kruger National Park. And to me, that is the beauty of the Kruger. If you would, as an example, drive all the roads in the Kruger, and even adding about 100 meter visibility on both sides of the road, you would most likely only see 4% of the national park, which is the size of Wales. So 96% of the Kruger is untouched and undiscovered. We've got 6,000 hectares that only we can traverse on, that the general tourist won't see. And to me, that is the beauty of the Kruger. It's just that wildness and untouched wilderness that you get out here.
Lazarus Mkonto is the assistant manager at Jock Safari Lodge. These are some of his stories.
I'm Lazarus Mkonto, working at Jock Safari Lodge as a ranger manager, assistant general manager. It is the greatest, you know, privilege, you know, to be out here. I've been invited, you know, by my passion. So Jock is one of the special, you know, place within the park, with its game viewing and its beauty, you know, the location and all those. It just makes, you know, Jock special than any other private places that we will know out here.
And you love it, eh?
I mean, this is my passion. You know, yeah. This is in our blood, you know.
And you get to see amazing things every day.
Every day. That's a beauty part of it, you know. It's always surprise out there. It's unpredictable. you never see the same thing every day, so every day is different out there. Kruger National Park as a flagship of the country, that comes very, very important, you know, because this is part of the heritage, and this is one of the most renowned national parks in the entire world, and with its conservation. So we are so privileged as JOG based within the Kruger National Park that we've got to keep this going, you know, to save it for our future generation as a national park.
You have been listening to the Sunday Times Travel Podcast, and I'm Paul Ash. Keep an ear out for our next episode, coming to you on sundaytimes.co.za and brought to you by iono.fm. Until we meet again, safe travels.